The Asian Health Services Dental Clinic in Oakland is the rare office that sees patients who get their dental coverage through Medi-Cal. Even with six dentists working on 50 patients a day, office assistant Tiffany Sitlin says the clinic can't keep up with demand.
We're booked out till next year right now. April 2017. Hi, everyone. Okay, let's set you in. You know where to go, right? Room 7.
Cho Hai Young is waiting for treatment. In a way, she's been waiting for almost 2 years. That's when the 72-year-old Alameda resident first made an appointment for some tooth pain. Dental assistant Anna Kim translates Cho's Korean.
That appointment takes 6 months to get in.
X-rays showed a cavity, but it would be another six-month wait for an appointment to fill it. By then, the tooth had worsened.
They told me I need a root canal.
The root canal stopped the decay, but Cho needed a crown to cap it. And while she waited for that appointment, the tooth broke.
The tooth is no good anymore. It's not restorable. Need to be extracted.
Cho's still waiting for a bridge to cover the gap where her tooth used to be. Melinda Cordero-Barzaga says it's a familiar story. She works for Vision e Compriso, an organization that helps Latino immigrants navigate health services. She's seen people on Dental who have so much trouble finding care or have to wait so long, they take matters into their own hands.
They wait until there's an emergency and get teeth pulled out, go to Mexico, go to a garage, you know, pull them out themselves. That's another story I've heard. So, I mean, that to me are horror stories because there is no need to get to that point.
There's widespread agreement that Dental is broken. 13 million Californians qualify, but few dentists will see them. A 2014 state audit found 11 counties have no dentists taking new Dental patients. Dr. Janice Scott at Deer Park Dental in Stockton used to.
When I first came out of dental school, pretty much everybody had some Dental patients, and it was part of our civic duty.
She doesn't accept it anymore. While California spends about $1 billion a year for Dental services, that's just 1% of the Medi-Cal budget. It pays dentists some of the lowest rates in the country. Scott says the amount of paperwork and bureaucracy and back and forth with Dental to get that pay is so great, she'd rather not deal with it.
For me, I find it's easier to just do it for free.
Another recent state oversight report finds the rates the state pays for Dental haven't increased since 2001, and it calls the program's administration baffling, frustrating, and harmful.
I would say that it is doing the job that it's supposed to be doing.
Dental Chief Alani Jackson says there are enough dentists. She says people experiencing long waits or who can't find care need to call Dental for help. But she also says she agrees with the conclusions of the state reports.
I think they were fair. I think that they really serve to reinforce what the program already knows about itself.
Jackson says the agency is exploring how it can streamline paperwork and better connect people to dentists. That's likely going to get harder because of basic math. Even as dentists continue to drop out, lawmakers have almost doubled the number of eligible patients. Dr. Scott says the problem is fundamentally about how the state prioritizes dental care.
It's like we carve the mouth out of the body. We wouldn't let a kid run around with a cut hand or a broken leg, but we'll let them run around with a mouth full of cavities and they're in pain. It's a humane thing.
Lawmakers have acknowledged Dental's problems, and recently efforts to make changes have gained momentum. But that hasn't included any more state money to increase rates and attract dentists. In the second part of our series, we'll take a closer look at what lawmakers are and aren't doing to fix Dental. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.